Wildy Angus, obviously, for 12 years has had our back. Okay, and that's critical. There is a lot that goes on up in Kingman. Bullhead City, this district is pretty much exclusively inside the city. There's a little bit north of the city limit line that's unincorporated, but not much. And it's important to understand that, like the other three cities in the county, this one, through the property tax mechanism, helps subsidize law enforcement, okay, for MCSO, and that we probably don't get back everything we give in to the county. And it's going to be important to fight for scarce dollar resources that are going to happen with the county. And that could be everything from transportation planning, okay, to how we structure the jails, the courts,
right,
all these kind of, the health department, these kind of things where we do provide county services inside District 2. But by and large, most people who live here look at the city government and say, most of my needs are going to be met by the city, okay, understanding that there are still roles for the county to play. The other key critical reason I want to be up on the BOS is because that person has a seat at the new MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization, which is the federally mandated and now organized organization that will do regional transportation planning in the Colorado River Valley on the Arizona side of the river. And that includes all the way from Bullhead City down to that bridge by Needles, and even includes tribal land. This is critical, okay, to understanding how we're going to work around the traffic mess that we find ourselves in and accommodate some kind of reasonable growth in the area. Those are the big two. Okay.
Okay. What are the roles and responsibilities of a county supervisor?
Well, I would certainly hope that the county supervisor absolutely should, almost job one has to do with the flow of money. Okay. Clearly, the most important piece of paper you get from Mojave County, unless it's from Doug Schuster, okay, but he's the sheriff, okay, or from the county prosecutor, the county attorney.
Why would the sheriff mail us money?
Yeah, no, he's not going to mail. He's going to mail you money, but he might mail you a citation.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so if you're in trouble with the law or in trouble with the court system, those are probably more important. But for most of us, it's your property tax bill, okay, and that determines how much the city or the county can spend. And that is a critical role. And then you get into the role of what we saw yesterday at the Board of Supervisors meeting, where you are effectively the city council for the unincorporated areas of the county. Okay. This was on full display yesterday when the folks from Golden Valley showed up to protest a 3,000-home development in Golden Valley, and which, was, by the way, was eventually defeated. So you become a de facto city council, okay, for any of the areas in the county that are unincorporated. That's pretty critical. Plus, you have this oversight of what's going on with the various departments. I can't say enough about the role the supervisors play in assisting and giving our law enforcement mechanism in the county, and that would be Sheriff Schuster and his deputies and the jail people, the absolute resources that they need to get the job done. And that is not an easy task as we speak.
Do you have a platform or goals that you're putting out there?
Yeah, I have plenty of platform. It circulates around a number of areas. First of all, we already talked about fighting for Bullhead City. We absolutely need to have a friend up on that Board of Supervisors, and I've made it very clear. I have an outstanding relationship with the mayor of this city, and on the speed dial mechanism on my iPhone, speed dial one is Mayor Steve D'Amico. Critical, okay, that there be a strong working relationship between the two groups. Speed dial number two, by the way, will be Toby Cotter, the city manager. That's just one piece of the platform. Obviously, a lot of it is going to circulate around the need to keep property taxes low and reasonable and provide a way for the county, to get out of this yo-yo cycle of where we have good years for the county budget, and then we have lean years. Because, as you know, county is basically a subdivision of the state of Arizona, and, you know, you get a lot of unfunded mandates from the legislature and these kind of things, and you've just got to have a mechanism in place to work this.
Okay. Get back to our questions here in a moment, 20 past. Tomorrow on the program, Linda will be here for City Council and Greg from 66 Auto Sales. Hope you'll join us tomorrow for that. Speak Out coming up at the top of the hour. I'll tell you his guests real soon. Stick around.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Restaurant, Spa, Fitness Center, and the pool are always open to the public. The Fitness Center is completely remodeled. Brand new equipment with Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin Bike Center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, and steam room success. All for only $50 a month. Open to the public, Willet City's newest fitness center at Laughlin Ranch. Call 754-4050. Sign up now at laughlinranch.com.
Nearly 23,000 members in Mojave Electric service area now have access to 100% fiber-to-the-home internet from TWN Communications. Crews have started construction in Topok, Golden Shores, and Mojave Valley areas. Are you still looking for fast, reliable internet? Signing up is easy and there are no installation fees. Visit TWNCOMM.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The kids have been making handprint gifts, macaroni necklaces, and picking flowers from the backyard. Be careful with those purple ones. They can be a bit, well, you know. What does all this mean? It's Mother's Day. Do something special for that lady you love. Send her forget-me-nots from Lady Di's Florist Lake Havasu City. Floral and plant arrangements, gourmet chocolates, and personal gifts from Lady Di's Florist. Call today for a special delivery for Mom from Lady Di's Florist, 928-855-2161.
About 1 in 7 people who come to Kingman Regional Medical Center needs blood, including accident victims, surgery patients, and cancer patients. Please consider joining us for our community blood drive at KRMC's Medical Professional Center, Wednesday, May 8th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or Thursday, May 9th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. To make your appointment, call 877-258-4825. That's 877-258-4825. KRMC.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Hey guys, it's Marissa from Just Meats. I really want to thank Radio Central for getting our name out there. Business is really booming. Since advertising with Radio Central, we get customers in regularly who heard our ads on the radio. Radio Central has benefited our business tremendously.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Kinparella Real Estate Tower. I do want to tell you that Saturday is a busy day. There's a sheriff's debate at 1L Cafe, 4095 Highway 68 in Golden Valley. It's 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock. And then there's a taste of downtown Kingman for Special Olympics in downtown Kingman. 4 o'clock until 8. Jump in and help the Special Olympics. Go downtown and have lunch or dinner. And then on Sunday, there's a blood drive at St. Margaret Mary's Catholic Church in Bullhead City. It's in the parish hall. It's put on by the Knights of Columbus, and it goes from 9 o'clock to 1. So if you always say, I can't get blood because I'm too busy during the week, well, there you go. Sunday from 9 to 1, the Catholic Church. Call by talent, 877-258-4825. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience. Oh, I love my fiber. I love my fiber. Yes, 100% fiber. It doesn't fail, doesn't go down, doesn't just fade away. No, it's there all the time. We have it here in the studio. I have it in my home. You need it too. In Bullhead City and Fort Mojave, over 23,000 connections available. Sign up today. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. ProFit Kitchen. Oh, yes. It's not too late to get healthy in 2024. At least one meal a day. Why not? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner in Bullhead City or Kingman. Two locations now. Fresh, healthy, delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls. Oh, my gosh. What else you want? How about a fresh pressed juice? Yeah, not something out of a can. No, fresh pressed. A smoothie. He brought me one a couple weeks ago. Oh, so good. Yeah. It was banana and strawberry. And I don't like strawberries, but that was really good. Oh, dine in or take out? And, of course, I typed tag out. Take out ProFit Kitchen. See the whole menu at ProFitKitchen.com. Oh, spell it right. K-I-T-C-H-I-N. Mojave Mortgage. If in 2024 you want to buy a new home, maybe just a different home, maybe a bigger home, maybe a second home, maybe a mobile home, maybe a pool, maybe an add-on. Well, you're going to need some money. My buddy Chad Hansen has a lot of it. Yeah, he's got a vault below his desk the size of the Pentagon. Every shelf has money on it. How much do you need? 400, 500, 600, 700, 1,000, million? Piece of cake. Call him up. 928-288-2691. You need 400 grand? He'll go to the vault and get it for you. Yeah, it's that simple. Almost. Call him up. 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. All right, we're back with Rich Lettman, candidate for Mojave County Supervisor for District 2. In your opinion, what's the county doing really good right now?
I think they've done an excellent job of getting along with the scarce resources they have. And if I had to point to one area that has done a pretty amazing job, it would probably be the sheriff's office. And by extension, jails and courts.
Yeah.
Okay, they've done well there. When you look at the understaffing in the sheriff's office, no easy solution to that one, by the way. They've done well, okay, considering, but still way understaffed. And
where's the county drop the ball?
Definitely, and we talked about this the other night. I would say they have dropped the ball in terms of the entire what I'd call the leadership quotient up at the county. We have. I told somebody I would give them a D for departures. Okay, well, when you take a look at the turnover that we are.
Or A for departures because there've been so many.
Yeah, no, D for departures. They get a D. Okay, on that area. Turnover, you know, anybody who's been a business owner, worked in big business, understands turnover is expensive. Not only do you lose the expertise, years of experience, the knowledge base these people have, generally speaking, their replacements cost a lot more money. And that is going to come home to roost later this year and next year. I am not happy with what's going on up there. I'm particularly critical, okay, of the supervisors who voted to have these well-paid senior managers and department heads do something as trivial as fill out a trip report because of the travel budget. Okay, I've worked for large companies and I've owned my own. We trust the people we put in leadership positions to do the right thing.
Right.
And when you create this kind of environment, one last thing to say, Larry, people don't, they do not leave their jobs. Most people leave their bosses. At least I can say the incumbent in District 2 voted against that policy, and I admire her for that. She was on the losing end.
What county buildings or property are in District 2?
Quite a bit. You've got, obviously, Davis Camp is the big one. Mm-hmm. And then you have a court system over here off a train road, and you've got Hildy's offices.
Okay. Have you met with county management or the team that's running our county?
You bet I have.
Yeah?
Quite a bit. Okay, so yeah, they've seen me. Mr. Elters definitely knows who I am. Talked to Dr. Kingsley, talked to Tammy Ersenbach at Economic Development, obviously talked to Doug Schuster, most of the judges in the court system. You know, we've had conversations. They know who I am. They obviously know that I support the work they're trying to do.
What is your biggest personal accomplishment?
Personal or city council? Personal, absolutely. Owning my own business, okay, and operating it for 13 years, surviving, okay, and being able to sell it to a family who I know will take good care of it, take care of the employees, and do the right thing. But I would call that a very strong personal accomplishment of mine.
Okay. Half past. Another break. Stick around. We're going to come right back with Rich Lettman. I got more questions. If you have one, you can text me if you want, 928-201-3313, or you can just call in and ask it yourself, 234-343-1065.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that fast care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery announced the return of Strawberry Freshtable. Top off your favorite meal with fresh strawberries, the awesome croissant French toast platter, the delicious mega stuffed buttermilk pancakes topped with glazed strawberries, plus the Belgian waffle platter topped with strawberries. Check out the crepes platter or the sweet and stuffed fresh strawberry cheesecake pancakes. Finally, a slice of pie at our table, or take a whole pie home, only at Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City.
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Independent and locally owned Health Mart pharmacies, like the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu City, provide a full-service pharmacy including curbside service and no long drive-through lines. Tony Liska of the Apothecary Shop has a personal commitment to his community. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned and hometown proud. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite in the Medical Arts Complex, across the hospital in Lake Havasu City. Visit liskasapothecary.com. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Oh, yeah, it's Strawberry Freshtable time. It's back. Top off your favorite meal with fresh strawberries. Croissant French toast platter. Oh, how about mega stuffed pancakes, buttermilk pancakes, topped off with glazed strawberries. Oh, are you hungry now? Yeah, a Belgian waffle, strawberries, and a little whipped cream on top. Oh. Yeah, a crepe platter, sweet and stuffed fresh strawberries, cheesecake platter, pancake. Oh, yeah, only at Perkins. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned car lot. Car? Truck? What do you want? I was there yesterday. Trucks? Vans? SUVs? What do you need? Luxury car? Four-wheel drive? They got it. It's the biggest lot. Why would you not just go on the website and go to 66auto.com and see all the vehicles there? And get ready for a customer appreciation event? Whoo! It's big. June 14th and 15th. Mojave Electric Cooperative is our transmission supplier of electricity in our community. That's what they do. And in order to continue to provide power, we need MEC to explore other resources like flexible, energy efficient natural gas units. Learn more and stay up to date at MojaveEnergyPark.com. And if you still have questions, call 928-763-1110. All right, we're back with Rich Lettman and let's go here. Can you think of a reason why you wouldn't be able to make board meetings or workshops or state conferences?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I think my attendance has been pretty good so far.
Okay. Should we have term limits for our Board of Supervisors?
Well, that's a good question. Might want to ask if we should have term limits for most local seats. I would probably be generally look on that favorably. I'd like to know more. Term limits seem to be working at a state level. You know, I don't see us in terrific crisis because of term limits per se on the legislative team, but I would probably lean in favor of it.
We tell the guy in the White House he's only good for 8 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. You know, it probably takes 7 to learn the job. Hmm. Are you supported by any organizations or elected officials?
Why, yes. And we'll be coming out with this list of endorsements shortly. Obviously, the one I'm most proud of is the endorsement by Mayor Steve D'Amico.
Okay.
You know, we announced that the day I did it. There's others.
Okay.
We'll be putting them out.
All right. Any ideas to address the homeless situation in District 2?
Yeah, so my point of view has always been that the county's resources in this area are somewhat limited. District 2 is Bullhead City, and we have a very strong point of view from the city perspective, which is really going to be the agency here pretty much in charge of this effort, which is we are tolerant and understanding, okay, of those who are genuinely homeless, and I'm really targeting this at veterans, children's, families, as opposed to transients, you know,
right,
people are passing through. We're not very tolerant of tent cities around here, okay, at all, and I support the tough love approach, but the good news here is there's a network of social services, nonprofit agencies that are well in place to assist, okay, and I think that is a very appropriate role for nonprofits. There's a number of them. The county certainly can assist, okay, in making the environment welcoming for the use for the nonprofits who are attempting to help out. Okay, very, very important.
Okay, how do we improve the quality of the available workforce in Mojave County? In a few weeks here, we're probably going to pop out real close to a couple thousand students throughout Mojave County out of high school.
Big problem. Absolutely, I do hear about this quite a bit. Being a small business owner myself, I understand the workforce training that's required. You know, this is all going to get back to schools, MCC. Obviously, we want to be sure that we have people going into blue-collar jobs. College is not for everybody. In fact, I would contend college is not for most people, okay, coming out of high school. You know, we have a technical high school, AOBI, down in Fort Mojave that does a pretty good job of teaching people life skills that they can go in and get good jobs. Obviously, there's a correlation between the lack of jobs and the lack of affordable housing. Okay, we have a lot of available land here. We're fortunate in that area, but we still, it's, you know, which comes first, the jobs or the housing? And that's a tough question, but, you know, no easy answers on this one.
I know.
Okay.
Great time. With a grade system of A to F,
mm-hmm,
how do you grade our libraries in Mojave County?
B plus. I go over probably once a month to the one over on Hancock Road. It's well-staffed, it's clean, people seem friendly. I can't say I check out books, but I do other things over there.
Okay.
B plus.
Okay. How about our health department?
Well, Dr. Kingsley, I would have said before he left, I would probably give you a B. Now that he's leaving, I'm going to probably give you an incomplete or a C. Okay. This is not a good departure for
okay,
us.
Okay. But about the county health department itself?
They do. Their scope is limited. B.
Okay. Public Works.
That's a tough one. So leadership of the Public Works Department, A. Steve Latowski, that group, excellent. Funding for this area, not good. They're going to probably get a B- overall grade,
okay,
mainly because of lack of resources.
How about our court system?
Good. A-.
Okay.
They're another one that's done a lot with limited resources. Good work by them.
Erase.
We don't have much need for that here in Bullhead City because we do it to clean up ourselves. Based on the limited effort I've seen, this is the graffiti removal, I believe, and stuff like it. I'll give them a B.
Okay.
Yeah.
Animal control.
Well, I was up at the new shelter yesterday, and they're doing a good job in terms of the county, again, with limited resources, again. The, you know, obviously the city is going to do a great job when our new one comes on board.
Right.
About a year and a half. Animal control, I think, is good. If you're living out in a real rural area, you obviously have very limited availability of rural control, of animal control for the county. But if you're in Golden Valley, Kingman, you know, Topoc, right. B.
Mojave County Sheriff's Office.
A, for effort, for sure. Unfortunately, their hands are tied by a limited budget and inability to bring on more deputies. Leadership team, fantastic. Okay, quality of sheriff's deputies, excellent. These men and women are on board.
Our county finance department.
Good. Okay. Yeah, they do a good job.
County attorneys?
And again, limited by resources. I think they're doing the best they can in the court system. Would I like to see less plea bargaining? Probably. I'll give them A minus.
All right. The recorder's office.
Excellent. She's terrific.
Okay.
A.
And the sheriff himself.
A.
A county manager.
A. Okay. A minus.
A minus?
Yeah. But very good. Very, very good.
Where did Sheriff Schuster get $9 million to build two new substations?
I'm not sure the source of the funding, but I'm going to guess there's some grant money involved in that.
Okay.
Probably ARPA.
Probably late last year, there was the rumor going around the county was going to be $18 million short
mm-hmm.
in the upcoming budget. Where's the holes in that?
Well, I can tell you how they made up the $18 million, and that clearly was through the capital assets budget, capital expenditures. We just kicked the can down the road on everything from a new morgue to enhancements. That's pretty much part of it. You're going to have to get out of this boom-bust cycle, though. At some point in time, growth, you're going to grow the property tax base, not the rate. And that's one of the ways you're going to get that's the green pen, by the way. You're going to get out of this boom-bust cycle that we're in.
Okay. Any idea how this happened? How did they come up with a number of $18 million not there?
I think they wanted to use the CapEx money to build a number of buildings for the county, including a morgue. Okay, and this got pretty much eliminated. Plus, I think when you really press people to get out the red pen, 50 years of red pen, green pen, there's just so much weeping and wailing. Okay, when you get out the red pen, in the end run, we always seem to find a way to make the cuts we need to do and preserve the services, and obviously the county management team did that.
Okay. Would you be ready to serve as board chairperson?
Not my first year. I think you need to learn the works, but during the four-year term, sure.
Okay. All right. What's your thoughts on Mojave Energy Park?
Well, the one in Fort Mojave, I think MEC obviously learned some important lessons on placement of gas turbines that obviously got moved. I think they learned a lot of lessons about community involvement and placement of these facilities. We have a new one down in Mojave Valley. I was at the meeting on Friday. I was there with Ron Gould and Paul Gosar's area director Penny Pugh was there also. I was there. A number of other candidates for office were there. And they got a fight on their hands again. But this one looks like a better placement. But as somebody said at the meeting, this energy is going to have to come from somewhere. And MEC's job number one, is to provide power to its area of service. That's it. Job one. MEC, figure it out. Okay, you're going to need to go through a process to get all of this approved. And they're going to have a bit of a battle on their hands, especially if the Fort Mojave Indian Tribe comes out in formal opposition, which I kind of got the hint on Friday without them saying it, that that's kind of the tack they're going to take, or at least they'll negotiate with MEC over the placement of the new one in Mojave Valley.
Okay. Will you find yourself in the middle of county politics or party issues?
Perhaps. I think there's party issues. I think most people who are running are Republicans. I don't see a lot of divergence, going up and down the ticket. I think there's a lot more unity in this area. All of us, I think, that are running for supervisor in all five districts as Republicans pretty much are supportive of the general direction of the party and certainly the leadership team up the ballot. No question about that. In terms of intra-party politics here in the area, I might get involved in some, but my focus is going to be much, much more on economic development, fixing traffic problems, you know, the inner workings of the GOP in Mojave County. Well, there's an organization for that. There's a mechanism to go through them. I'll be involved, but that's not my highest priority. My highest priority is fixing problems.
Okay. Let's take a break. I do want to tell you, coming up at the top of the hour, hey, our county assessor, Jeannie Kinch, will be in with Speak Out and Paul Lavoie. And the treasurer, Sue Ann Mellon, will be there also. Tune into that in about 16, 17 minutes right after the news at the top of the hour. Stick around. We're going to come right back. Remember Car Wash?
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Colin Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. Four different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, four delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Human trafficking is happening in your community every day. It is the exploitation of a person using force, fraud, or coercion. Every year, millions of men, women, and children are trafficked worldwide, including right here in the United States. Learning key indicators of human trafficking can help identify exploited individuals and save lives. Call 1-877-429-8477 to report a tip or visit azactic.gov for more information.
Celebrating 30 years of AmeriCorps looks like building lifetime change makers in Arizona communities. From serving children alongside First Things First to Executive Director of Prevent Child Abuse Arizona. From the Pinal County Sheriff's Office to the Governor's Office. Serving with AmeriCorps today creates limitless potential for every new member to lead Arizona tomorrow. Where will AmeriCorps take you? Join the movement by signing up at serve.az.gov. This message is sponsored by the Governor's Office of Youth, Faith, and Family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Hey, would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Let Legacy Rehab and Care Center help you. Let them hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. Step one, wow, all on the clock. You get that certificate from Mojave Community College, and you don't have to go to the college. Yeah, you just work, and they train you. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. If you know someone who needs those services, well, have them, give them a call. 928-763-1404. Or you can stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Either one, if you need the services or you want to be a CNA. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, they're announcing an awesome golf tournament on July 4th. What a great way to start the morning. Hole in One is sponsored by Swanies. Just if you need a new car, you know. And you get a free nice collared golf shirt from Laughlin Ranch. Green fees, free cart, and then there's a 50-50 drawing. The 50% goes to Saint. Yeah, you can help out the animals. 7:30 shotgun start on the 4th of July. Learn more. Sign up for the tournament at LaughlinRanch.com. Or you can call 928-754-1243. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you need emergency care, you want it fast. And if it's something serious like a heart attack or a stroke, every minute matters. Well, that's why it's important for you to choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here. They're open 24/7, ready to take care of you. Learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. And as I mentioned the other day, they are now a pickup spot for Narcan. So if you have a family member, a friend, or a coworker, or neighbor, or whatever that you might think good idea to keep Narcan around, stop into the offices at WarmC, stop into the ER at WarmC, stop into the Quick Care behind Culver's, and just ask them for a Narcan. They'll give you a nice little box, easy to use, and free. Would you ever think that? I'm talking to you.
I would. In fact, I picked up at the county health department recently had a kind of like an expo where they were handing out the Narcan thing. And, you know, I told the woman, I said, I don't think I would ever need a dose of Narcan. But she goes, you might be around somebody who does.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I want to hear them on the counter.
Yeah, I got one in the car and one at the house.
Yeah,
and actually, a very good point on her part.
Yeah, so they are distributing them. Any final remarks?
Yeah, I'm excited about running for this job. Do want to note that there's going to be plenty of opportunities for those of you that don't know me to come meet me. We've got six more meet-and-greet/fundraisers planned over the next about 5 weeks. We'll be putting those out on the website, richletman.com. You can always email me. You can find me at city council meetings. Many of you do. The point I would leave is that experience truly does matter for this position. And I think even though I've only been on the council for less than a year, I think the accomplishments I've had there in terms of initiating ideas and policies and initiatives, okay, have been very, very good. I have another one we're going to reveal tonight, okay, at the city council meeting that I think is really important, addresses a need that came up from a constituent. We're going to see if we can put an item on the city council agenda in a couple of meetings to deal with kind of an aggravating but important issue for a lot of people who drive around here.
Well, but, tell us.
No. We'll wait till tonight's meeting.
Oh.
Nah, sorry.
Come on, Rich. You're on the radio.
No.
You came in here.
Yeah, I understand that. But I think the experience really matters. 50-plus years in business. I have what it takes, I think, to get up there and work with four other supervisors and defend the needs and the interests of this city, representing District 2. I understand there's fiduciary responsibility to all the county residents. We're being elected for District 2. You need a fighter. You got one.
Okay. And give your website again?
richletman.com.
Okay. And you'll be at City Council tonight?
Oh, of course. We've got two meetings. I think one at 4 or 4:30 and the other at 5:30. And military moms will be there tonight, by the way, for the banner retirement ceremony. That is always good. Those are some of my favorite meetings. So Cindy Frizzell and the military moms will be coming on down. And they retire these and they present them to families.
Kind of moving, huh?
It is. It's a really good event. Come on down, if nothing else, just to show your appreciation for those who have served.
What other favorite parts have you found as a city council member?
I absolutely have explored our city parks with my dog. So we, you know, him and I hike quite a bit.
I think your whining was responsible for some more signage.
Yes, that's correct. So it is true. Two separate incidents with Silas walking through Fovard Park, which is the one around the pool. Here come some unleashed dogs. One of them got pretty aggressive with him. And, you know, I took matters into my own hands and eventually the owner came and got that dog. But, you know, they basically said, where does it say I can't have a dog unleashed here? And you kind of look around, and I think I saw one sign in the entire park. Now there's about seven of them. City staff greatly responded to that. I'm very appreciative of that. But, you know, I really like the city parks. I just enjoy working with our management team at the city. We are loaded with some really good talent, I got to tell you.
And I would agree with that, and I would say we're very fortunate. For both of our, number one, our city manager, and both of our assistant city managers.
They're excellent.
They are.
In fact, they're outstanding.
I've had them in here, and we've talked, and I've met with them individually on stuff, and they're both very sharp. And
I look forward to working with them as the next supervisor for District 2.
Okay. All right. You said it all, Rich.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you. All right. That's going to can it for the tune. I'm just about out of here. As I mentioned, Sue Ann Mello will be in, along with Jeannie Kinch at the top of the hour with Paul Lavoie. Tomorrow on this program, Linda Solana, who's running for Bullhead City Council, and Greg Ott with 66 Auto Sales. Thursday, Dr. Stacy Klippenstein will be here for a full hour to talk about MCC. And Friday, Tammy Ring will be here to talk about Back to Blue and Fire. What? Oh, Back to Blue and the Fire. And then Rod Head will be in here at the half hour to talk about running for city council again. So it's a busy week, and we're trying to get you an opportunity to hear all the politicians that are running for office. I've only had one that has not scheduled, but coming up in a couple weeks, we have next week we have Scotty McClure in here, followed up by Tyler Carlson the next day, and we have Gene O'Neill, who's running for city council, and Jason Newland, who's running for city council. And then the sheriff and Mike Ganuccio running. They'll be in here back-to-back, the 20th and the 21st. So stick around for that. And the gentleman running for city for constable in Bullhead City will be here on the 28th. And then the 29th, Don Abbott, who is the president and CEO of Mojave Mental Health, will be in here. Because it's Mental Health Awareness Month. So we want to talk with Dawn when she comes in about some of the issues and challenges. So everyone have a great day. Paul Lavoie is up next right after the news. And then a guy named Sean Hannity will stop by in about an hour. Have a great day.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.